In the month of July, I'm taking a break from fresh content creation to rejuvenate myself a little bit. I'll be back in August with fresh content. In the meantime, enjoy this episode from the archives. Thanks for listening. You're listening to You've Got This, episode 112. Hey there, and welcome to You've Got This, a podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. As an avid reader and writer, I'm thrilled that this episode of You've Got This is sponsored by Stylus Publishing, a leading independent U.S. publisher that focuses on books for teachers, administrators, and policymakers in higher education. YGT listeners receive a 20% off discount for all books purchased through the Stylus website at www.styluspub.com using code YGT20. So make sure to check out their catalog to see if you can find your next great read. On this episode, I want to talk a little bit about how to feel fear. And this is something that's been on my mind a lot lately because a lot of my coaching clients right now are feeling a lot of fear. And they've come to me for our sessions with the expressed desire to eradicate that fear and to try to just kind of get over it, push it aside. They feel like it's paralyzing. It's really stopping them from achieving what they want to achieve. And so we've had a lot of sessions with different clients throughout the past several weeks talking about fear and how to identify it, how to kind of work with it. And this is something that I actually get asked about a lot, albeit indirectly, where people say, you know, how do you do all the things that you do? How do you be so productive? How do you put work out into the world without, you know, worrying about it? And a lot of it has to do with my relationship with my own fear and how I engage with that fear. So what I thought would be kind of useful today is to talk about how do you feel fear and not necessarily reject it or push it aside, but start to befriend it a little bit. And this is something that eventually many of my clients kind of shift toward, is not this idea of eradicating fear, but kind of dancing with it a little bit. So one of the things I think that when it comes to fear is we often will try to separate out fear as being something that's not really part of ourselves, that it's something that we're battling or that we feel like we're, you know, trying to be in conflict with. And one of the things that I think is really useful to remember about fear is that it's often meant to protect us. It's a very protective feeling in the same way that often anger is a very protective feeling. And whenever we start to feel fear, I always picture like this little person inside of me, like raising a red flag and waving it around, you know, saying like, hey, you know, listen, this is scary. You're going in the wrong direction, or I'm concerned you're going to do something that's going to be harmful. Stop. And that is often what fear is meant to do, is to stop us from moving forward. And I think sometimes what we can do is say to that, you know, little person that's raising the red flag and waving it around, jumping up and down, you know, yelling at us, pounding on the door, trying to get let in so that it can tell us to stop, is, you know, rather than trying to ignore that, stop and kind of look at it and say, I see you. I see you fear. I see that you're waving your red flag. What are your concerns? And I think that rather than trying to ignore fear, fear just wants to be seen. So once we see it, and another metaphor I've used with some of my clients is that it's kind of, you know, banging on a door. It really wants to be heard. It's pounding on the door. What if instead of us like hiding in the back of the house, not, you know, trying to ignore the pounding on the door, we just went and opened the door? And what if we opened the door before even the pounding started? What if when there was a polite knock on the door saying, hey, I'm concerned, this is fear, wanting to talk with you, we just opened the door and let fear in and said, what's going on? Like, what do you want to talk about? And I think that that's the first step, is just kind of acknowledging it and welcoming it and saying hello and treating it as if you would a friend. Because one of the most important things about fear is that it's part of yourself. It's not a separate thing. And similar to anger, it's not a separate thing. Like, this is part of you. And there are a lot of other emotions that we welcome in. So why not welcome in this one as well? So I also think that once you welcome that fear in, you are welcoming it into a conversation. And fear wants to be seen, but it also wants to be heard. So having a conversation with fear and saying, what is it that you're truly concerned about, can really help, I think, to alleviate some of the fear. It may not make it go completely away, but it can help you to have a better understanding of what the real concern is that you have. And it could be a concern about reputation. It could be a concern about doing something you've never done before, or something that feels risky, or that you don't have enough knowledge to move forward in a particular area. But narrowing down that fear can help you to have a better understanding of if it is indeed kind of warranted, or if it's just more maybe irrational about how you need to move forward with a particular thing. And I think that that conversation with fear can happen in a couple of ways. One is it can just kind of happen in your head, in the moment. You know, when you're starting to feel that fear, you can just stop and pause and have a little conversation with yourself. And it might sound a little bit crazy, but I think we do this all the time, where we have like self-talk that we go back and forth with ourselves. But this is a little bit more rational, where we're intentionally engaging in the conversation. We're not just, again, trying to shove away the emotion, but we're stopping and saying, what's going on here, and actually listening for an answer and then giving a follow-up question. So for example, if you are getting ready to post something on social media and you hesitate and you're like, this is not right, and you feel the fear, you might ask yourself, like, what's this about? Like, why am I feeling this fear? And it may be that you're posting something that feels really vulnerable and that maybe could warrant some kind of rejection. So you might ask your fear, well, what if that happens? What if people reject me for this thing that makes me feel vulnerable? You know, like, is that so bad? You know, if this is something that I want to post that feels true to me, that feels like something I need to share in a more public way, you know, can I still put this out there? And when you go to fear and say, you know, I understand the risks and I'm actually choosing to do it anyway, it's okay. Like, I feel like this is going to be okay, then sometimes the fear will calm down. On the other hand, if, let's say, same situation, you're going to post it and the fear says, you know, I feel like you're posting this for the wrong reasons and that you're going to regret it later. Well, maybe you listen to that and you're like, okay, let me think about this. You know, am I posting this in, and it's going to be a situation where tomorrow I'm going to wake up and say, I really wish I hadn't done that. Like, I'm going to feel regret. Maybe you don't post it. Like, and both of those outcomes, moving forward or not moving forward, can come from that conversation with fear. And sometimes the fear is there for good reason. And sometimes the fear is there as a protective mechanism, but one that we need to kind of move past. Now, you might be asking, how do I know? How do I know which of the fears are irrational and which of the fears are really just meant to maybe protect me, but that I should move past them? And there are a couple things that I think you could do to kind of help figure that out. One is, sometimes you'll have a pattern with your fears, and the self-talk that you tell yourself will kind of always say the same thing. And it's helpful, I think, sometimes to talk about that with someone else and to try to get their sense of what they think about it. And this is actually a lot of what I do in coaching, is I will have a client who will say, you know, this is the thing that is stopping me from moving forward. And we'll start to explore that thing and we'll realize that, you know, it's actually not as big of a deal as they thought it was. Or, you know, we have a tendency to kind of make things as big as possible in our own minds. So they feel like it's something that's really paralyzing. But once you start to break it down, it may not feel like that big of a thing. So part of it is maybe talking out with someone else. But the other thing that I found to be very useful in these conversations with fear is to write out what you think is going on, and write it out until you find your true fear that is at kind of the center of what is stopping you from moving forward. And that can literally be almost like a script. Like, you ask a question and then fear responds. And then maybe you ask another question and fear responds. And really what this is trying to get at is, what are the consequences of moving forward? What are the things that could possibly happen? And the other thing that I have talked a lot with my clients about lately is this idea of, you may have fears, but you may also have safety nets. And it can be easier to move forward past fear if you feel like you have a safety net to fall back on. So that's the other conversation you can have with your fear, is to say, yes, this is risky, but I also have a safety net, so I feel okay moving forward. So it's basically a way of telling your fear, I hear you, I see you, and I think it's okay to move forward. Like, I think we're going to be okay. And rather than looking at your fear and saying, I don't want to see you, I don't want to hear you, go away, get out of my business. I think it just gets louder when that happens. I don't think it truly gets eradicated. So I feel like this episode may be a little bit more abstract. I hoped to give kind of a more concrete example, but I think that this is something that comes out in so many different ways for different people that I hesitated to give something super concrete because I'd really like to be able to allow you to kind of apply it to whatever situation you may be in yourself. But that is a way that I move past fear, is I talk to it and I befriend it and I try to figure out what it really wants me to know. And then based on that, I make the decision about whether to move forward or not. So that's a little bit about how to deal with fear and how to respond with it. I would love to hear what your techniques and strategies are as well, or if you have something specific that you're fearing and kind of trying to move past. But thanks so much for listening to this episode of You've Got This. I'm Katie Linder. I'll be back tomorrow with an episode of Think, Write, Revise, and of course on Saturday with an episode of Lifework Q&A. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. Don't forget that if you're looking for a good book, You've Got This is sponsored by Stylus Publishing, a leading independent U.S. publisher that focuses on books for teachers, administrators, and policymakers in higher education. YGT listeners receive a 20% off discount for books purchased through the Stylus website at www.styluspub.com using code YGT20. You've Got This is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.